the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Camden County commissioners are urging officials at a South Jersey school to cancel a planned walkout at the high school in support of Palestine, 6ABC reports. The walkout at Eastern Regional High School in Voorhees Township is scheduled during school hours Friday and has been approved by the school's administration. It's scheduled to last about a half hour. The commissioners sent a letter to the school's administration, however, saying they're outraged the walkout is being allowed. They say it's meant to send a threatening message to Jewish students. The top FBI official in New Jersey says criminal enterprises are increasingly using juveniles to steal cars, break into homes, and commit acts of violence. They do this, he says, because they know current laws mean little to no repercussions.
Violent offenders, many people who have multiple felonies under their belt, continuing that activity because they're not being held properly accountable.
Special Agent in Charge James Dennehy says this is a big concern as a law enforcement officer. The lack of accountability has emboldened criminals to become more brazen, leading to an increase in car thefts and home invasions. A growing number of New Jersey mayors have been pleading with the legislature to give judges more discretion when it comes to keeping repeat offenders locked up. A deadline for New Jersey residents with student loans is fast approaching.
April 30th is the deadline for student loan borrowers to consolidate their loans so they can be part of a federal loan forgiveness program. The New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance is sending emails to around 72,000 eligible borrowers with privately held federal family education loan program loans to remind them of the April 30th deadline. Student loan borrowers must apply by the deadline to receive credit toward loan forgiveness. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Jackson Public Schools may be forced to lay off another round of teachers, eliminate certain buses, and even get rid of sports and extracurriculars because officials say they are unable to close a $30 million budget gap. Now they're begging Governor Murphy to give the district a means of balancing the school budget so they don't have to resort to such drastic cuts. The Jackson School District has faced $22.4 million in state funding cuts since 2018. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:09. Now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Minus a couple showers this morning. We're going to be looking at that to clear out, giving us some sunshine in the afternoon. High temperatures not far from 70. And then we're going to be looking at clear to partly cloudy skies with areas of frost inland and even a freeze in some of the coldest spots with lows in the mid to upper 30s generally. But some areas in the northwestern part of the state could get closer to 30 degrees. Now, tomorrow's cooler despite the amounts of sunshine, high 50 at the coast to near 60 inland. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
New Jersey weather made possible by Optimum Business. Get business fiber internet with speeds up to 8 gig and 99.9% network reliability. Plus, get up to a $600 gift. Call 855-2-OPTIMUM or visit optimum.com/business today. Right now, Hackensack 49 degrees, New Brunswick 48. It's 50 in Evesham. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.